Welcome back. We're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Dala, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah that we're going to start with deals with the topic of grappling with the concept that there are fields of trees that even a solid wall will not divide the field, such that even if you have a solid wall going down the middle, it's not two separate fields. It's considered one field, and you only have to bring one portion of peah from that field. So let's begin. When you have carob trees, you have a whole field of carob trees, if they can see one another, then even if there is a big wall, they're going to be considered to be one field, and only 1/60 of a peah has to be given from this entire portion. Then Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, "No hagin hayu beis Abba." Rabban Gamliel says that in my father's house they have the following custom: Nostin peya achas lazesim shehayu lahem b'chol revach. In my father's house they had such a custom that they would give a single portion of peya for all of the olive trees that were on each side of the city, such that even if they weren't even next to each other, it's unbelievable, but they were on you had three olive fields that were on, you have three olive fields that were clearly separate and distinct, but they were all on the western side of the city, so you would just bring one portion of peah from all of them, a tremendous kulo or chumra, depending on how you look at it. And when it comes to carob trees, same idea as we just said, that if they could see each other, then that would consider them to be one field, even if they were divided by a wall. And then another opinion, Rabbi Elazar, Mishmo af lecharuvin shayu lahem b'chol ha'ir. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok said in Rabbi Gamliel's name that they would give just one peah, four carob trees that they had around the entire city. Meaning, even when you had different sides of the city, like the east side, the west side, whatever, they all had fields of carob trees, they would not divide these different sizes into different fields. They would just give 1/60 of all of them together, for a portion of peah. Now, moving forward to Mishnah Hay, says the Mishnah as follows: Hazorea es sadeu min echad. That if someone plants his field with one a specific species of produce, afal pishehu oseu shtei granos no sein peya echas. So amazingly, what this Mishnah is going to try and understand is that there are times that even if you reap things as two separate reapings, harvests, so nonetheless, you still would give one peah, and sometimes the exact opposite is true. You can have one harvest, then maybe you would have two different portions of peah. So again, let's begin the Mishnah. Again, I apologize. Hazareya sadeh minachat. So if someone plants this field, and they specifically only have one species of produce, afal pishehu oseu shtei granos, no sein peah echas. So even if he would gather these as two separate crops, meaning he does two harvests, so he would leave one peah for the whole field. Zra'a shnei minin. But if he planted his field with two species, so afal pisha asan gorenachas, so even if he would gather them in as one crop, no sein shtei peos, since they're two separate species that are in the field, he gives two separate peos for the entire field. And then finally, hazorea as sadeu shnei mini chitin. If someone would plant his field with two different kinds of wheat, meaning you have it's all considered a wheat plant, but there's white wheat and brown wheat, etc., as the Mefarshim explain. So asa'an goran achas no sein peah achas. So if you would gather both of them in as a single crop, right? Meaning you bring everything in together as once the brown and the white. So he leaves one peah for both of them. But shtei goranos no sein shtei peos. But if he gathers them in as two crops, then they're going to be considered separate fields, and he would leave two peahs, one for each of the varieties. Now, one of the interesting elements of these Mishnayos, at the end of the day, that seems to be unclear, is that if Chazal tell us, if our rabbis tell us, that you have to leave 1/60 of the portion of the field, well, if you combine the fields together, 1/60th, seemingly 1/60th of field A, or 1/60th of field A plus field B should seemingly be the same thing, because the entire volume doubles. So it's a little unclear exactly what is gained, but perhaps you might say that there is one way to read all these Mishnayos that we just saw, that 1/60th, it means that you still give 1/60th of field A even when you have fields A and B as part of it. Perhaps that's how you're meant to understand it, but again, it is pretty unclear from the Mishnah itself. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Everyone have a wonderful day.